Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, more cross-culture casting news to start with today. The new group's next season will include the New York premiere of Jessica Goldberg's Babe, starring Oscar winner Marissa Tomei, and Sam Shepard's Curse of the Starving Class, starring Calista Flockhart, Christian Slater, and Cooper Hoffman. Some big names there. I actually saw Calista Flockhart of Ally McBeal fame in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. She pulled that one off. Now, Scott Elliott will direct both those shows. Babe deals with a musical marriage that is legendary and yet tested. Well, sounds a bit like Tony Award winner Stereophonic. Babe begins performances at the Pershing Square Center in the fall. Curse of the Starving Class, a dramatic comedy, deals with a family scratching and clawing its way towards a better future, even as the creditors close in and the home is on the verge of collapse. Where's the comedy? Anyway, here comes one to off-Broadway that I'm eager to see. It's called The Meeting, The Interpreter, which opens on August 4th at Theater at St. Clemens. Now, this one stars Tony winner Frank Wood and Kelly Curran, who can be seen in TV's The Gilded Age. Continuing our day's theme, both actors have done excellent work on the small screen as well as the stage. Speaking of cross-culture back and forthing, it was just announced the Tony winners Mandy Patinkin and Andre DeShields will play roles in a new television medical drama. Okay, you can watch for that, I think, on NBC. Now, last week, you may recall, I discussed Manhattan's Little Island, which continues to offer interesting pieces of all kinds for very limited runs. Right now, the show there is called Day for Night. It's a new dance choreographed by Pam Tanowitz, examining relationships, nostalgia, and memory. This has no relation to the foreign film of the same name, I assume. I also discussed the increasing number of dance theater shows of late, all movement, no spoken dialogue, as in Illinois' Message in a Bottle and Ain't Done Bad, which is a cowboy musical now playing at Pershing Square Signature Center. Well, I would say Day for Night qualifies. It's apparently also time for the new and risky and even out there stuff. For example, the Drilling Company's Shakespeare in the Parking Lot has been a Lower East Side neighborhood institution for almost three decades. So now comes the latest iteration of Twelfth Night, always a fun piece that is difficult to ruin, even in a parking lot. This one is located at 145 Stanton Street. It's the Drilling Company. You can look that up. Speaking of the Bard, Frigid New York has announced performances of its fourth annual Little Shakespeare Festival at Under St. Mark's. That's at St. Mark's Place, August 1st to the 17th. Tickets are available for advance purchase, frigid.nyc. And most performances will also be available to live stream at home. And one more Shakespeare note to take. The Classical Theater of Harlem has won with a musical twist, A Midsummer Night's Dream, with a song list that includes Duke Ellington, Lionel Hampton, Benny Goodman, the Gershwins, as well as the show's own composer, Frederick Kennedy. That one is up through the end of July. And there is more off to on-Broadway news as well. Job, J-O-B, a psychological thriller starring Peter Friedman and Sidney Lemon, both who appeared on television's hit Succession, has just begun performances at Broadway's Hayes Theater with an official opening set for July 30th. The play, written by Max Wolf-Friedlich and directed by Michael Hurwitz, transferred to Broadway after two sold-out runs off-Broadway at Soho Playhouse and then the Connolly Theater. And then there is Dead Outlaw, which features music and lyrics by David Yazbek. He's the man from the band's Visit, and Eric Della Penna, with a book by Tony winner Itamar Moses, also from the band's Visit. This one is based on a bizarre but somehow true story. It follows an ambitious turn-of-the-20th-century outlaw whose death ended a life of failed crime and alcoholism, and began a brilliant career as a mummified sideshow attraction that traveled the USA for decades. You can't make these things up. And one other show, Moving Venues, is Teeth, the new musical comedy by Michael R. Jackson and Anna Kate Jacobs, which premiered at Playwrights Horizons, well, it will transfer to New World stages this October, Halloween to be specific, for an open-ended run. Based on the cult horror film, Teeth tells the story of a devoutly Christian girl who discovers a set of chompers in an unexpected place. Enough said there. So here's some exciting and hopeful news, at least for those of us boomers who remain attached to the soundtracks of our lives. Jonathan Groff, who just won the Best Musical Performance Tony, will be doing a reading soon, likely for potential investors, about the life of Bobby Darin, hoping for a show on Broadway in 2025. Now, I saw an early version of this in 92nd Street Y several years back, so I'm thrilled it is moving forward. Darin, of course, is known for songs like Mack the Knife, Beyond the Sea, and so many more. He died in his late 30s. Rheumatic fever was diagnosed when he was very young. I met Darin in a creative writing class at UCLA, I kid you not, when he was trying to change his image as Bob or Robert Darin, doing songs like If I Were a Carpenter and Simple Song of Freedom. I got to know him a bit, but enough said about that. He couldn't make the Bob Robert Darin image work, and he returned to being Bobby. Anyway, here's another name from the past, way past, Noel Coward, whose work still hit stages. I just saw one of his most famous works, Designed for Living, at the Odyssey Theater here in Los Angeles. Now, this is a tough one to pull off. It's a menage a trois that feels more contemporary than Coward might have predicted, though who knows. The show is pleasing Odyssey supporters, and its game cast deserves real credit. Meanwhile, back in New York, 8 theater artists have received well-earned credit. All have been inducted into the Theater Hall of Fame, which honors lifetime achievement in the American theater. Inductees for the 53rd annual edition are the Tony Award-winning actress Elizabeth Ashley, the 4-time Tony-winning actor Boyd Gaines, a Tony-nominated actor Stephen McKinley Henderson, the 2-time Tony-winning actress Donna Murphy, the Tony-nominated actor and playwright Charles Bush, the 2-time Tony-winning composer William Finn, and the Tony-winning playwright David Rabe. There are a lot of Tonys in there. Todd Haymes, by the way, the late artistic director of Roundabout Theater Company, was inducted posthumously. Anyway, as I said, all well-deserved and about time. And if you have time, get thee to a stage near you. And I will see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.